Scarpins Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello
and welcome to
Two
Filthy
Nerds,
because we're filthy
and we're nerds,
and there's two of us. Hi guys,
there sure are. It's great to be here. It's I don't fucking know what day it is. Who cares? Listen.
It's the 13th of June. It's a Sunday.
It is. It's, you guys won't hear this today, but it is Captain America actor Chris Evans' birthday today. Happy birthday to him.
How old is he?
By the time this drops, I think he's 40.
Doesn't look a day over 40.
I mean, what a babe. Holy shit. But that's neither here nor there. We will be talking about Captain America later this week, of course, because we watched it with our patrons. Something else that you can do on Patreon. Patreon.com/twofilthynerds. Great way to support the podcast. We do live movie watches. You can be in our live front row chat when we go live for these recordings. And also, we're taking a trip to Universal Studios.
You guys can patronize us.
Patronize me, please.
Is that a country song?
No, it's a Bonnie Raitt. Is it Bonnie Raitt? Don't patronize me is what she says.
Well, we want you to patronize us.
Is it patronizing?
I don't know.
Cares? Speaking of patrons. Patrons of the U.S. military, this episode is for you. We've all lost our minds. We're going to talk about World War II, because that's when old Captain America kind of takes place. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we are fond of the events surrounding World War II. My grandfather was a veteran of that war. He was a prisoner of war twice. He escaped. Take that, America.
Wow.
You couldn't catch
him.
I'm just
That's
kidding.
Really
he was an
impressive.
American soldier. Oh, yeah. He crashed the first B-17 as well. So he did it all, really. And then later he used those skills to escape from a nursing home multiple times. R.I.P.
I love an old man on the lam.
Can't be. He cannot be stopped.
How did he die?
He died doing what he loved, which was... I don't have a good joke for that. He just died. He's old. You know what happened is that they separated my grandparents when they got older.
Why'd they separate them?
They had to separate them because he wouldn't let anyone help him take care of my grandma and he was going blind. So who's enjoying this? This is a hoot, huh?
She had Alzheimer's.
She was severely obese, so she was like bedridden but couldn't remember anybody. He didn't want anyone to get near her. He's like, I got it, but he was like losing his sight and he'd try to drive, and they were just it's just what happens when you get old.
Yeah, it's not pretty at the end. It's not pretty.
No,
but
it's
you know
not.
What let's get into something a little less depressing.
World War II.
okay, go.
Oh, no. So Nicole's about to educate me. Specifically, we all have to do that. This is an exposing ourselves episode. I'm being exposed to how the war started. As you know, these are short episodes. So we don't have a lot of time. So we're focusing on the start of the war. Nicole, Jew.
Hey, Jew. Get to it.
In World War II events.
Okay. So as a Jew, we are taught very early on about the Holocaust.
Let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
Like in your home?
Or no, like, in Hebrew school.
In Hebrew school, what
I started learning about
up?
The Holocaust when I was like 9 or 10, probably around that, little younger.
That's got to be pretty standard. I learned about it in like second or third grade.
Yeah,
in regular school in Mississippi. But although I think they really were trying to divert from the conversation around slavery, so they're like, "Well, look what these German people did. That's pretty bad, huh?"
Yeah, I think they wanted the. Jews just love fear, you know? It's just, we have so much fear and guilt of everything. And, you know, there is a big thing about, you know, everyone hates Jews, and here's how bad it can get. That's why you learn about the Holocaust. But in Hebrew school, you spend an entire year of your Hebrew school learning about it.
Yeah, oh, wow. That's like all you learn about.
That is it. That is all. That is an entire year of Hebrew school.
Wow. And we're seeing in the chat, by the way, from one of our patrons, they learned around 12 to 13. So I guess it is a little different for some people. That's a little bit, that's like middle school.
Yeah.
Maybe a little older.
So it was, I always found it fascinating. And you know, one of the things they say is, you know, never forget, you know, always remember, blah, 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 blah. And one of the other things, like on the philosophical, religious level, you know, there were a lot of Jews being like, how could this happen? How could God do this? And I always thought that was interesting. I was like, well, how did this happen? How did 6 million Jews get killed. How did one man orchestrate the death of 6 million Jews? Like, how the fuck does that happen?
Yeah, how does that happen? That's a lot of people.
It goes back very far. First of all, Hitler, very abusive childhood. Second of all, child of incest.
Was he really?
His parents were cousins.
Jewish cousins? Because I heard he was Jewish a little.
No. Well, that's a theory. The area of the world that he was born in Austria, but he was in a part of Austria, of Western Austria, which was at one point Germany. And like because of like fluctuating wars, it was like bouncing around to different people. But there was in that part of Austria that he was in, there was a tremendous amount of like German pride. And that is one thing about the history of Germany that you also need to know is that Germans are very, very, very prideful people when it comes to, you know, their country.
The heritage and what they
very proud and very nationalist.
The country. And that's why, by the way, in Germany, like you're not even supposed to mention this stuff. I mean, they like teach you about it and they're like, don't ever. And there's like, you know, memorials for the people that were lost. But like, you don't do Holocaust jokes in Germany. And I think because that's like, they're like,
yeah.
They're yes.
Like, we fucked up.
We made
real
a
bad.
Little oopsies, but we are moving past that. Look at the Volkswagen is a very good vehicle. German engineering. Focus on the engineering and where we've taken away from the people.
You should be teaching this with that accent.
I wish. I think if I taught this with that accent, people would have a problem with it.
Okay, so there was that, Hitler's abusive childhood. His dad used to beat the shit out of him for, like, literally everything. And his mother, like, was, like, that overly doting mother because she had lost, like, she tried to have, like, 3 or 4 kids before Hitler, and they all died.
Oh, so it was, like...
Hitler was, like, her
baby. Oh, my surviving, my baby.
Yes. So she was, like, everything. And he had one other brother, but it was, like, Hitler was a very big deal for her. And...
They were all Hitlers. He was Adolf to her.
He was kind of like a lost... he was an Adolf to her. So he was like a lost little kid. Eventually discovered like drawing. Tried to go to art school. Couldn't get in. Blah, blah, blah. Was like homeless for a while. And then...
He was homeless for a while? I didn't know. Yeah. I knew he didn't get into art school.
Yeah. And then World War I breaks out. He's kind of like has no purpose. And World War I breaks out. And he has the opportunity to fight for Germany.
Wow. Because
Germany and Austria joined forces.
Okay.
Because a nationalist in Serbia murdered the Archduke Franz Ferdinand of
Franz
Austria.
Ferdinand. Yes. I know Franz
you like
Ferdinand.
That music.
Yeah.
It's good music.
Yes. Hans and Franz Ferdinand.
So Germany was like, we should declare war on Russia because Russia was tied to Serbia.
Oh.
So then Germany starts war with them, and then Germany starts war with all of Europe, basically.
Wow. Germany's just like a belligerently drunk guy at a bar.
Exactly.
Being like, hey, you!
And they did this basically on Austria's behalf, but just because they wanted to get territory back from Russia, because Russia had taken some territory.
Oh, so they used this as a catalyst, as an excuse for wanting to get back their space.
Yeah, pretty much.
Classic war.
Anywho, so... The war happens, fucking, Europe is, like, decimated. Now, they eventually surrender, and the Allied forces all come together. It's Britain, America, France, and who was the other one?
Britain, America, France.
Oh, that was it. It was just that.
That was
and
it. Yeah,
there
I was
like
going to say that was
countries.
It.
Countries, but anyways,
France
they create
was
this
like...
thing called the League of Nations.
Yes.
It's kind of like the UN, but America doesn't become part of it. And Germany becomes part of it because they're like, oh, this will be great, you know, because they're putting together this thing called the Treaty of Versailles, and they're doing it at the Paris Peace Conference. So that's where everybody got together. They put together this League of Nations, but America's like, no, we're not going to join this League of Nations because then we would have to make decisions in conjunction with Europe, and we don't answer to anyone.
Oh, so America was like, fuck you.
Manipulative, yes.
We already won the Revolutionary War. We're not going back to that.
Yes.
To British decision making.
Exactly. America will be under no one's rule. Okay, so the war ends. The previous German government falls and the Weimar Republic comes in place, okay? The Weimar Republic's a complete shit show. So all of this is still going on, and the Treaty of Versailles is signed. And basically what happened in the Treaty of Versailles is it created a fucking nightmare. It was horribly, horribly
really?
Done.
Oh, like it was just poorly planned?
Okay, so here are the few things that happened. So there's a part of the Treaty of Versailles that's called Article 231. And basically it's a clause in the Treaty of Versailles that puts all of the accountability for World War I on Germany. No reparations, no punishment to Austria. Just Germany.
Just Germany. Germany, this just is your Germany. Fault. You're not allowed to make weapons anymore, right?
Isn't that a thing? So they're demilitarized. Okay. Even though Austria was guilty too. Austria, they just let Austria go. Basically, the Treaty of Versailles is like, you guys are going to pay for what you did. So it's...
Whoa.
As you can imagine, because Germans were very proud people, this was a big rough blow to their ego, okay? They're like, oh no, I thought we were good people. We're bad people. We have so many things that we need to do now. So one of the big things that happened is they lost a lot of territory to Russia, Poland, and France. So parts of Germany just like fucking fell off.
Just got taken away.
Just taken away.
And they're like, please, yeah, that'll solve the problem.
In those territories, there were a lot of Jews in those territories. There were always Jews in Germany and Poland and Russia. They were always around there. Austria, too.
Yeah.
But anti-Semitism was a big thing all throughout this time. So keep that in mind. Pogroms were going on in Russia where, you know, Jews are being killed in shtetls.
That's what a pogrom is?
A pogrom is, yeah, it's an attack on Jews. It's basically what they define it as.
It's pillaging, but specifically for Jews. Mm-hmm.
For Jews, yeah.
Pogroming.
Yes, pogroming. We pogrom hard. Okay, so then another thing that happened is they lost all of their colonies. So they had colonies all over Africa. Those went to, like, France.
England.
France, Italy.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Japan, I didn't know Japan had colonies, but Japan, Belgium, everybody else got stuff. And then the biggest one was no military. And that was because Germans, with their sense of pride, a lot of it came down to the size of their military. You know, their army was
they
robust.
Were like,
their navy was robust. Their air force was robust.
Wow, this sounds really familiar. Who's like that? Who in current modern day?
All of that was taken away. They were only allowed to have 100,000 troops, 0 planes, 0 ships, 0 tanks, nothing.
Well, this is like making of a villain.
So, and then the biggest part about it that is, was not, so all of those things were like a hit to morale. Now comes the big fucking problem, which are the reparations. They owed $500 billion in money to all of the countries that they fucked up, to build the infrastructure in the new, because of all of the territories that they lost, they made demilitarized zones in all those territories. Germany had to pay for all of those.
Whoa.
So all of, and right off the bat, they end up paying $50 billion. So Germany's in the hole now. Germany has no money. Everybody's fucking broke. The economy sucks. The Weimar Republic is doing nothing to help it. And basically, Hitler, you know, with his like already anti-Semitic rhetoric that's in his head, he moves he basically moves from Austria to Germany officially, joins the Workers' Party, and the Workers' Party eventually becomes known as the Nazi Party. And, you know, tries to run for office a few times, doesn't really do it. And then through the failures of the Weimar Republic, Hitler was able to come to power. And he offered everybody a solution. He was like, hey, listen, guys, we need to build Germany's territory back. We need to get all of our places back. We need to have a huge super Germany with only Aryans. We're going to have a pure race, pure Aryan race country. So no Jews allowed. We got to kick all the Jews out. And we're going to build back Germany to the, you know, great power it once was.
And he so wasn't that, just anti-Jews, though. He was also anti-teachers who spoke out against him. He was anti...
Yeah, he was anti-everyone.
Gypsies, which I think is probably not gypsies, the right word for that now.
Yeah.
Because I don't... I just remember learning gypsies, but that was in Mississippi, and I'm sure that might be something more specific that I'm not supposed to... I don't know if you're supposed to say gypsy anymore, so sorry to whoever
sorry
that's
if that offends
fucking,
anyone. But at the time, that's what was said. Anywho, so all of this, basically Hitler offered everybody a solution. Follow
so he basically played at the Germans who were like, our economy's fucked. So he gave them something to blame by going, they took all this away from us. I don't understand how he got people on board with the like, and also we got to get rid of these Jews.
Well, because like, anti-Semitism was already rampant in these countries.
So people just already had...
I mean, anti-Semitism is just... It's just always been a thing. People hate Jews.
This is a this is maybe a stupid question. I don't know if you have an answer for it. But like... And maybe the answer is just like, yeah, people are is just like people are racist. Was there a reason? And when I say reason, like this incorrect but perceived thing that like Jews have or do or... Like how do you go? Like, when you go... You know when people, like, pass on racism, they go, be careful of these people. They'll something that makes no sense, but I believe is a thing about this group. Does that make sense?
It's a money thing. It's a. It comes down
they
to...
They have the money, and they're taking it from
but
us.
But what's
is
crazy
what
is, like, in these countries, it's not like Jews were wealthy. It's just Jews stuck together. And there were in each country, there were certain jobs that Jews could have. Typically, it's journalism. That's why people say Jews control the media. Jews could be doctors, lawyers, bankers. Like those were the jobs. They gave the Jews the best jobs.
They gave the Jews the best jobs or the Jews.
They were like, Jews can't
be
in government, but they can have these jobs. And Jews are like, well, what really controls government is money. Anywho. So basically that's where these stereotypes come from. You know, wherever Jews go in the world, they always stick together because we're experiencing, you know, anti-Semitism everywhere we go. So we're constantly having to recongregate and stick together.
So I like stick together. You mean that like if you're a Jewish person, you meet a Jewish person, you'll help them. If I can get someone a job, I know this young Jewish man who's freshly out of school.
Yeah.
I'll help him get that job. Yeah. Like
Jews are very much like that. Jews are very, very like... Stick together and then...
And then the negative perception of that is, well, they only do things with other Jews and they don't want us to succeed. That's what he uses that as a scapegoat to say.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Basically, he was like, Jews have, you know, the reason... So a lot of Jews in Germany, Einstein, for instance, were major intellectuals.
Yeah. Big Daddy Einstein.
Einstein was someone who was very respected by the Weimar Republic.
Yeah, he's the guy that does all the bagels, right? Einstein?
He does the big bagel guy. Man, that guy mastered yeast. So, you know, it's like the Weimar Republic was very supportive of him, but I think it was the Chancellor of Germany got murdered. And at that point, that's when the tides really began to shift because the Chancellor was civil with the you know, the affluent intellectual Jews. And they were a lot of the business owners.
So it was basically like, I mean, it does sound, someone in the chat sort of said this, but like reminiscent to what the fear with Trump was, that like he was giving these like poor people who'd been frankly fucked over by their own country, but was let's blame the liberal part. Let's blame, we need the wall.
There's no one more proud. Like if you think about people in the South, there's no one more proud to be American than like middle America in the South. And in Germany, Germans were all so fucking proud to be American, you know?
You mean it's German. Like, they were proud to be
German. They were so fucking proud.
Yeah, I know. I moved from Germany and I was like, you guys are not going to believe where I'm from. And then I learned about World War II and I was like, from here. I've been here the whole time.
I didn't know it. Let's never talk about it.
Wasn't me. Yeah, no. When it's like you play at that like, this is happening to our country. That's fucking. And yeah. So from there, I mean, but what, he gets elected? We're almost out.
He runs for office twice and fails. And then finally, the Weimar Republic just started to fully fall apart. And Hitler was like, I'll lead this thing. And then somehow he got a chance to like get into government. And then he just like fucking took over. He was like, all right, let's do this. And then he immediately implemented like super nationalistic policies, you know, anti-Jewish policies. Jews started to having to wear armbands.
To let you know that they're Jewish.
Mm-hmm. Jews were, you know, not allowed places. Like then Kristallnacht, which is the night of broken glass. It's where when they, like, basically
they
people
threw
like
bricks through Jewish businesses.
Yeah, there's and, like, basically like fire. And then he found the Tesseract. But and that's where it got ugly. But here's a cool thing to know. Because of what we learned about reparations and how harsh punishment is not the way to go, the reparations for World War II to Germany and Japan were not nearly as harsh.
Oh, because, okay, we've got to wrap up. Because you can't go. Well, and it's also a thing that you go, and this actually makes sense to me and should be remembered in instances like this. You can't go, you fucked up, now you're gonna pay tenfold. I mean, you look at doing that to an individual who like made a controversial statement. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's how you build literally like cartoon villains, mm-hmm. is by going, yeah, you fucked up and now we're gonna treat you even worse. Is like, yeah, you can't back someone into a corner for a mistake and think it's gonna go well. Yeah. I mean, it's, yes, someone obviously people should pay for something, like they should, you know.
Yeah, if you don't let someone belong somewhere, they'll find somewhere else to belong.
And it gets really fucking ugly.
Yeah,
well, listen,
it gets gnarly. So, there's that.
And then, okay, I know we're running a little bit long, but from there, how long was it that before, like, what was actually the catalyst of the World War II? Like, because he, like, what was the thing that made people go, oh, Germany needs to be fucking put in their place again? Like, how did that?
Well, Germany declared war on Poland.
Oh, they just like rose to enough power.
Yeah, they rose to enough power.
Made
they
enough weapons and they were they like, fuck you, we're taking our land, mm-hmm. back. And they, yeah, started declaring war.
Yeah. And then they, so the final solution, which is the extermination of the Jews, didn't come into play, I believe, until 1940.
Wow.
So originally it was just enslaving Jews. You know, there was the ghettos that the Jews lived in Poland and whatnot. There was work camps. There was, like, for example, Schindler's List.
Yeah.
You know, Schindler had a factory where Jews worked. What's interesting is that Germany had to pay back reparations to Jews. They were doing it until, I think, like 2010.
Yeah. Well.
From the Holocaust. And it took them 92 years to pay off all of their reparations from World War I.
92 years. Wow.
Yeah.
But they did it.
Yep.
I'm defending Germany, but they did it.
Oh, and another thing that led to it is the Great Depression that hit in, I think it was like 1928, I think is when the Great Depression happened.
And then people just go like, war will help.
Yeah, war helps. War helps a bad
the economy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Fucking hell. That's speaks miles. Listen, mm-hmm. We gotta go, and we know that there is 8 million things that we didn't cover with this. But
I hope you guys enjoyed what we did go over.
A little nugget. I forgot a lot of this, and I think, you know, my public school education was very brief on some of this, so it's interesting to hear that little. We just went straight into the war without the like background of how it happened. So this was cool. I mean, it was terrible that it happened, but it's interesting to, you know, of course, learn what the catalyst was. And I mean, there really is something to be said about how every villain has this like past that like created, mm-hmm. them.
You know? It's all compound trauma.
Yeah. So, you know, hug each other. Be nice. Yeah. Prevent.
And when somebody
Hitlers.
Stubs their foot and immediately starts crying, 10,000 tears. Maybe it's not about the stubbed foot. Maybe it's about a lot of things that led to that.
Ah, good Lord. Well, anyways, this was fun, you guys. It's going to get way more exciting, way probably a little bit lighter, because our next episode is going to be Captain America. That's coming out later this week. We are going to end right now. Make sure you leave a rating and a review on the podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, iTunes, whatever. You can support us at patreon.com/twofilthynerds and follow us everywhere at @twofilthynerds. We love you guys. Bye-bye.
Love you guys.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.